Zog the Gemara daf lamed hel mit beis on the top by the two dots. Yoytze b'dmai uve meiser. The Mishnah said on Amud Aleph that a person is yoytze matzah if the matzah is from d'mai. D'mai is a sofek if it was mu'usa or not. You acquire the matzah or the grains or the flour or the wheat or the spelt or the barley or the oats, all the chamesh samini. But you acquire it from an Am Haaretz. You acquired a matzah from the Am Haaretz, and you're not sure if he took off maaser or not. So you're not sure. It's called mai. You're yoytze with mai. Sofik, we assume that he took off maaser and you're yoytze with the matzah of the mai.
That's anything, like bread or anything like that?
Not bread. Matzah. What do you mean anything? Matzah.
I hear, but what about bread?
No, what bread? What do you mean bread? You're not allowed to eat bread on Pesach.
If he buys bread from a full
No. Only on mitzvah's matzah. Only by mitzvah's matzah. Otherwise, we don't allow it. We don't allow you to buy d'mai without. If you're an oni, you're allowed to take by d'mai. But if you're not an oni, you're not allowed to buy d'mai. Uh-huh. You have to take a meiser. Uh-huh. By mitzvah's matzah, the special dispensation that we allow you to acquire from an Am Haaretz. But ain't a chanami.
You don't have to take
a meiser because we want you to become the mitzvah matzah. Now, why by d'mai and by mitzvah's matzah do we make a special dispensation? Zog the Gemara, d'mai holoi chazilei. He's not roi. After all, the Gemara says later, Mishe suroi mishum bal teichel chometz. When the issa is only bal teichel chometz, then you yoytze matzah. That means it would have been chometz if it would have risen, then you yoytze matzah. But something that has another issa, yotze zeh she isur mishum tova acher, you're not yoytze. Or, Rashi says another reason why you shouldn't be yoytze. Inami havle mitzvah bo b'aveira. It's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. You're doing the mitzvah of what? A matzah? Yeah. Be'aveira. Which aveira? Of eating namusa.
Of eating?
Something that's maybe namusa.
Oh.
So why are we yoytze? Frek demora demai holoi chazilei. Zog Rashi. V'amrino lekamon mishi sugem shum batecha chomet zavadi ati yoytze. Yotzebo, l'shum matzah. Yotze mishyesh issa acher. This has another issa. There's an issa of tevel, maybe. Inami, have le mitzvah bo b'aveira. It's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Why should be yotze? It's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. Enter the Gemara. Kev on the boy mafkele nichsei. Since he can be mafke his nechosim, he can make himself a pauper. Have le oni. V'oichel d'mai. Hashtanami chazilei. Any person that's an oni, we made a special dispensation, you're allowed to eat mai. Even, like you said, even regular bread. An oni is allowed to eat mai, otherwise he's going to go collect by doors of people, and he's not going to have food, if you're not going to allow him to eat mai. So by an oni, there's a special heta, you're allowed to eat mai. So any person that eats matzah can make himself an oni. How? By me mafkes nechosim. Zog the Gemara, Kevin.
Even if he didn't do it,
correct. He's able to. It's a migu. I'm able to. So meila hashtanami. Zog the Gemara. Di boy mafka le nichse hava oni. Vo'oichot mai hashtanami chozilei. Why zog Rashi? After all, he didn't. Like you're saying, lamaisi is rich. Zog Rashi. The chumra de rabbona ba'almuhu. The roi v'am oretz ma'askanein. Lamaisi, it's only a chumra. Not eating demai is only a chumra. Because after all, a majority of Amaratzim take off Maisa. So Emela, with that it's enough that you're able to be Mafki in a Chosim. Zog the Gemara, the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Machilin is Aniyim Demai, we're Michael Aniyim Demai, Vesach Sanoi Demai, and likewise, soldiers. Rashi says soldiers, Yiddish soldiers. Chayoleis, Malchi Yisrael, Amutom Abnei Ayogos, Lozoinon. People have to feed them. Lohogan Aleim, Moivain, in order to protect us. They're Yidden. They're not in their place. They're not in their home. They're on the road. They're traveling. So Mamela, they're considered like Aniyim. So they're also allowed to eat Mai.
So anybody who travels is considered an Oni?
I don't know. Anyone who travels. We set a special din by Achsanoi. You want to know if someone who travels? The truth is, the Taz does say in Yodeya that someone who's Hoylich Baderech, things that are usually B'di'eved, become L'chatchila for him. So, but Akoponim, the Gemara says it b'achsanoi. Maybe because it's mutla Yisrael to feed them, so it's not stama guy that's going on vacation, traveling. It's dafka achsanoi. But Rashi says clearly Yisraelim. Rashi is Yisraelim. Tais says, Tais in the first wide line, achsanoi, b'farash b'yushalmi nochim. So machlokes Rashi Tosfos, we're talking about Yidden or Goyim. Tosfos Mechadesh, even Goyim. They're protecting you. You have to feed them. Now, obviously, it's not a gay matzah by Goyim, right? We're not talking about matzah. But pshat is, the din, I mean, Goyim don't have a din of maisa bichlal. But you're allowed to give them. I don't know what the chiddush would be. Of course, you're allowed to give Goyim. Maybe that's a chiddush. The chiddush might be that it's, after all, if it's a suffix, if the maisa was taken off, so you're being mafkir, the kedusha's maisa. Who say you're allowed to give it to Goyim? They're not mechuyev in matzah, not mechuyev in mitzvahs, but you're being mafkir, the mitzvah. So the chiddush is that no, that since they're protecting you, so you're allowed to give them. So they stay in me. Zog di gemore, de tenan machinus ani in demai, vizach sanoi in demai. Vo omer avune tonne, be shama yom rei me machinus ani in demai, vizach sanoi in demai. Be shama say you're not allowed to feed paupers and ach sanoi in demai. U besilo im machin, that looks like besilo. So that's why you're allowed to do it. Now Tosfos over here in Yoytz in Demai says a gewaldige chiddush. Mesupak gri Tosfos mesupak iboyle meima Yoytz dafke di eved. Doesn't mean you Yoytz be the eved with matzah Demai. Can I'm bringing a hoyle mafkele nichse v'chozelei? Mikomakom adain lo mafkelu lemaisi. He's still a rich man, so it's only be the eved ekedin. Inami Yoytz in af lechatchila. How could it be lechatchila? After all, he's not a pauper. Hoyle v'shori la'aniim v'achilas matzah nami nikra achilas anius. What's matzah called? Lechem oni. So every person that eats matzah is considered an oni at the time he's eating matzah. Because it's lechem oni. So Mela, it's not the pshat of the evidik adin, because iboyim afker. It's a chiddush, because he's saying it's lechem oni makes it that it's meichel aniyim be'etzem. So Mela, it's considered that it's mutter even to my. Lechatchila. Zog the Gemara about the two dots. Maise rishon shnit lo truma osoy. Maise rishon. My solution, the Levi received, he took off the truma, the tithe, the truma that goes to the koyin. That's called truma's maisa. So zagmal pshita, obviously, is allowed to be eaten by any czar. There's no problem. Everything was done correctly. Pshita, of course, you can have matzah from that type of matzah. Zagmal pshita, the chem shenit the trumosoi, chulin have. It's regular chulin. Zagmal etzicha shekdima b'shibolin. Pshita is like this. The Levi took off the truma's maisa b'shibolin. That means while it was still, before it was a finished product. V'nitlo himena trumas maiser, he took off trumas maiser, v'lo nitlo himena trumak doyla. But the trumak doyla, the original trumak doyla to the coin was never given. The echad me'aboyim, echad me'chamishim, echad me'shishim, the 2% that was given, that was supposed to be given to the coin, was never yet given. But rather the Levi took the trumas maiser from the maiser that he received, the 10%, before the trumak doyla was even given, because trumak doyla is not mechuyev yet until it's in the Kree. So since he evaded Truma Gdoila from that Nesina, only Truma's Meiser, so maybe now it will be considered Tevel still. Kamashlo, no. That it's Mutter. Leitzicha shekdima b'shibolim v'not lemene Truma's Meiser v'lindah lemene Truma Gdoila. Ukt Rabavo, Dom Rabavo, Om Rab Shimon Lokish. Meiser Rishon shekdima b'shibolim. Meiser Rishon he took off before it's a finished product in the Shibolim. It's put to be Truma Gdoila. He not mechuyev anymore with Truma Gdoila once he took off Truma's Meiser. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, it says you take off Trumas Meiser. Meiser min a Meiser. Meiser min a Meiser. Omaitilcha. Veloy Truma Gdoyle. Vetrumas Meiser min a Meiser. You only take off. Varimoisem imeno Trumas Hashem. Then you take off only. Arimoisem Trumas Hashem. That means you take off. Now that the Levi received it, he takes off Trumas Meiser. That's said in Posik. So you don't take off both haromas. You only take off Trumas Meiser from the Meiser. You don't take off Truma Gdoyle from the Meiser once it's ready Meiser. So he's legally a loophole that he evaded Truma Gdoyle. So that's a chiddush that it's edible even for someone who's a czar. Let's say it's a Kree, it's already a pile, it's a finished product. And you take off Meiser before Truma Gdoyle. So maybe also you can evade Truma Gdoyle if you first take off Meiser and Truma's Meiser from that, and you evade all Truma Gdoyle. Why Dafka Bishibolim? There's another Pasuk. It says, you have to take off Truma from all Matnei Sechem. Even if you first took off Meiser. So So it's a contradictory statement. Here it says in the pasuk that you only take off one time. That means tumah is meiser and not tumah gdolah from meiser. And here it says mikom adasechem tchimu. You have to take off from all your matonas. Umaroyis. So why do you say one pasuk is marbe b'shibolim that marbe b'kri that yemchuyev and mamayit b'shibolim? Hay idgen v'halo idgen. Idgen means it's a finished product. It's dogon. It says degoncha by truma. So when it's idgin, then you mechuyev to take off. Once it's bikri, you mechuyev to take off truma gdoyla, even if you preempted and gave maisa first to the levi. And then you're not going to evade truma gdoyla. Masha'enki, before it's idgin, you can have a legal loophole, and that's what we're talking about. The chiddush is that maisa chisha nit trumasa, even though truma gdoyla wasn't taken.
What does idgin mean again?
It's dogon. Dogon means a finished product. Maisa sheni v'hekdash niftu. It says in the Mishnah, maisa sheni and hekdash, then when nifta, that can be eaten, matzah can be eaten from its nifda. So Gemara Pshita, what's a chiddush? So Gemara Ma'is Kinon, that shenosin sakerim lanosin sachemish. You have to give a chemish too when you pay the hekdash. He didn't give the chemish. So you might think that maybe it's a chisaron in the p'diya. Komash v'lon, the ain chemish ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. V'akahanim b'chala. Kahanim allowed to eat chala, even though chala is given to them, it can't be eaten by Yisrael. Uvetruma. Zog mal pshita, what's a chiddush? What's a chiddush a kohen can eat it? It's regular food for him. Zog the mogah, ma'udatem, you might think, matzah shovel chalodim b'inon, you don't have to have matzah that's edible by all people, and since Yisrael cannot eat shumar and challah, it's not called matzah for the kohen either. Komashalon, matzah's riba. That matzah's riba is telling us that it's edible, since it's edible by the kohen, that's enough. Numerous times it says in the Torah the word matzahs. So matzah's riba, it's marba, even matzah that's only good for a kohen. Zoktimor avaloi betevel. Now, the Sefer the Mishnah says those that are not edibles. What's not edible? Tevel, even for a kohen nut. Zoktimor pshita, what's the chiddush? Loitzichi betevel tovel midrabonon. It's only midrabonon deke tevel. Why is it midrabonon deke tevel? Shezorei be'otze sheninokuv. I planted something, the wheat was planted in a vase that doesn't have a hole in there. So that's only the Rabbanon Dikah Chiv, Chumas and Mises. So you might think that maybe the Rabbanon Dikah would not be Chisoran. Komash Filon, that no, it's still a Chisoran, even though it's only Mid Rabbanon, not edible. Now Rashi says the Chiddush of Tevel told Mid Rabbanon is, Va'afilo hochi mitzvah habo ba'averi choshiv lo. That means he's not Yoitzi Mid Raisa, even though it's only a mitzvah habo ba'averi Rabbanon. Meaning, the chiddush is that even though it's a drabonon de kavera, it's mafkia meat from being miyoitz to the mitzvah de raisa. The chachom have a koyach to say that this avera drabonon prevents you from being mekayim the mitzvah de raisa. Veloy domi ledmai, like we said in the reish of the Mishnah, kedam moron, the chosim ashkam beyater lechatchili, you can be mafkia in the chosim, and you're roi for dmai, hilka achocha b'diavet nofik. So that's where you can be yoitz b'diavet by dmai. Yoitz b'dmai. Masha enkein over here, over here, you're not even yoitza b'di'evet, because over here there's an avera of mitzvah abob avera, even though it's an avera drabonon, because it's tevel midrabonon. And the Gemara later dashes that you're not yoitza with matzah if it has another iser. It's only mishi isura mishum baltoichel chometz, and not another iser. So here you take it, don't have another iser deraisa. We're not saying the chisaron is because you have another iser. You don't have an iser deraisa. Another iser means an iser deraisa. Masha enkin has mitzvah abob avera, that Rashi says you do have. There's a chisaron of mitzvah abob avera, and that's where you take not yoitza. The mitzvah abob avera, the rabbonon, can prevent you take from the mitzvah deraisa. But not because you have another iser deraisa. That's the whole different Russia. That's what Gemara says later. We dash in, it's only about the Issa, about Techel Chometz, Lafuke, another Issa. So either Pshat is called the Tikkun, Rabbonon came the Raisa Tikkun, so mainly not Yoitza mid Raisa either, even though it's an Aver Rabbonon, or because that every Rabbonon, you're even Issa the Raisa of Leisosur, so mainly it can stare the Raisa Taka. Now, Be'etzib, this is a Chiddush in Rashi. There are Rishonim that argue Behedya, the Tosis Shans, and Rabbeinu David, they bring a svara that when do we say there's a chasar a mitzvah b'avera? That's only when you're eating matz, when you're doing a mitzvah. For instance, you're shaking a lulav, you're mehalal meshabech the ebishter with an avera, or if you bring a korban, so ain't kategen asaneger. That type of mitzvah b'avera stares. Mashing over here, the achilas matz is not a halal meshabchim kol shabaruchu be'achilas, so there won't be chasar a mitzvah b'avera. The Ritva says another story why it's not mitzvah b'avera over here, because that's only when the avera comes, the mitzvah comes about through an avera. You're koina b'kinyon egzela, the matzah, you're
eating like the kinyonik zela b'shinui. You're eating it, you're chewing it, and that's how you mekayim the mitzvah. That's called mitzvah b'avera. Mashenkin tevel. That's not through the avera you mekayim the mitzvah. When you goizel and the shinui gufa makes you the gazlan through b'avera, you mekayim the mitzvah. That's mitzvah b'avera.
Zok the gemara weiter. V'loy b'maisa rishon shlonit the truma osoi. Maisa rishon that the truma wasn't taken off. So you're not yoitza. So Gemara Pshita, obviously it wasn't taken off. How should you be yoitz if the truma's maisa wasn't taken off? So Gemara Leitzchicha, sheikdima bekri.
That means over here talking about that it was makdim bekri. Before we said it was b'shibolim. Now it's bekri. That means it was already a finished product. It was makdim et bekri. So over here the truma wasn't taken off bekri. So ma'ar etem because omelik apopal abaya that even ikdima bekri. That ikdima bekri, maybe it should be a legal loophole that you don't have to take off truma gedola. Komashalon kedeshanile that ikdima bekri, it says mikol matnei seichem, and it would be ma'akev if it's a ready finished product. You can't evade the truma gedola. It's a finished product already. It's in the kri. It's a pile. V'loy b'maaseh nivyak deshalon niftu zogemol yinat yoytze pshita zogemol la'olam the niftu. It was taken nifta. Umayla niftu so niftu kilchoson. It wasn't nifta properly. You took a coin, but it wasn't a coin with the matbeah with the tzura. So the Rachmona Omar v'tzata kesef biyodecho dovash yesh letzura. So it wasn't proper opinion. The Rachmona Omar v'nosa kesef v'komloi. It has to be v'komloi. It has to be something that you have to carry with you, not karka. So Mela, that's why it would not be considered a proper chilul, and that's why you're talking at yoisa. Maybe maybe be yoytze chavosoi by tevel that's not nitkan. Tevel that the mice and trumas weren't taken off. Zok the gemara tevel shle nitkan. What does that mean? Kol tevel nami ole nitkan. Every tevel is not nitkan. That's the definition of tevel. Ela be tevel shle nitkan kol tzokoi. It wasn't properly taken off. What does that mean? She nitla mimena truma gdeila le nitla mimena truma maisa. If let's say you took off truma gdeila. But not Truma's Maisa. Maisa Rishon, Veloy Maisa Sheni. Vafila Maisa Oni. Minayin, how do you know if you're missing one of the Nesinas? Talmud Loimel, Loy Sechel Olav Chometz. Mishi Yisur Mishu Baltoich Al Chometz. Only when the Issa is Baltoich Al Olav Chometz. That means the Matzah cannot turn Chometz. That's the only Issa. Yotzo Zeh Shein Yisur Mishu Baltoich Al Chometz. Elo Mishu Baltoich Al Tevel. We're not saying Al Mitzvah Bob Avera. We're saying because there's another Issa. There's an Issa of Tevel. And you only yoitze with a matzah that only would have had an isel batechal chometz, not an additional isel batechal tevel. V'isur the chometz, frek gemara, so you're telling me there's no chometz. But what happened to the isel chometz? V'isur the chometz dechen ozlo, it's still a batechal chometz. Why should it stare me? Om Rav Sheshes, no, there is no batechal chometz. You know why there's no batechal chometz anymore? Homani Rav Shimini, the Omar, ein isel chalal isel. Once there's an isel tevel, which took place earlier, the Issa Chometz is Nachal. So if the Issa Chometz is Nachal, so you're not Yoytze Matzah with Tevel. Not because it's Mitzvah Bob Avera. Not because the Issa Chometz is still here also. There is no Issa Chometz. Because ain't Issa Chalal Issa like a Pshimen. So the Issa Tevel was first. So mainly not, there's no Issa Chometz Bichlal to Bichal. So mainly you can't be Yoytze Matzah.
Now the Gemara says the Chisaron is only because the Chometz is Nachal. The Gemara doesn't say the Chisaron is because Mitzvah Bob Avera. That you have to say, like the other Rishonim explained, that there is no Mitzvah Bob Avera in this case, either because it's not directly the Goyrim or the other reasons that we brought before. The Tanya, Reb Shimon, Oimer.
The Tanya, Erev Yom Kippur, we're learning this Gemara, the Tanya. Ha'oichol nevela b'yom kippurim. If someone eats a nevela in Yom Kippur b'shoigeg, he's potter. Why is he potter from Mechatzis? Because ein issi yom kippurim chal on the issi nevela. The Issa Nevela is before Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't shechted. So mele the Issa Nevela is chal first. So mele ain't Issa chal on Issa.
Zogt Rashi, potter michatos, why are you potter? The ain't Issa Yom Kippurim chal on Issa Nevela. V'im boy b'yom nisnablo, let's say it was nisnabel on Yom Kippur itself, so Yom Kippur was chal be first. Afilochi hoy sasu koidim Yom Kippurim b'shum eva menachai. Zogt Rashi, there was an Issa eva menachai before it was nisnabel, before it died. It was eva menachai. Now, even though now that the animal died, it was poka, the Issa Eva Menachai, but the Issa Nevel is chal right away. Zok the Zechi Yitzchak, he says, because be'etzem, it's the same Issa. The Issa of Eva Menachai
the yisoid of it is really an isa nevela. Meaning, just like misas kuloi ases nevela, so to misas miktsosa ases. So mele the nevela and the eva menachai is misas miktsosa misas kuloi. So mele it was an isa eva menachai, and now it's nevela is chal right away. It's the same yisoid. It's misas. Issa misas mitzosa was the Eivman Achai, and the Nevela is misas kuloi. So Mele Yom Kippur is not going to be chal. Now Tosfos has a kashan, this factoris of a kosher l'ri, doki poka isa Eivman Achai, as soon as the Eivman Achai elapses and it dies, yochal ala isa Yom Kippurim, for Nevela vasachas, it should be chal vasachas, Yom Kippur vasachas, the moid Reb Shimon, v'isa vasachas. If a vasachas is moid, there's no problem of isa chal alisa, so why is Yom Kippur not chal? Avzem zak tesis miu yesh loimar, afilu nisnabla bi yami kipurim, loi chayla la isi yami kipurim. The isa shen is a vuach, have a beinami mi kora vakati la poka binei. The isa en is a vuach, tesis mechalish an isa called en is a vuach, is chal before, and it continuously is chal, even after it was nisnabla. So memele yom kippah is not going to be chal. Ravino omar, zogtimo another tet, Ravino omar afilu teme rabonon. Lo oilom, it can be according to the rabonon. You don't have to say because of Reb Shimon, because of Enes Echal Alisa. Afilu teme Rabbonon. But the reason is, Mishu Yisura Mishum Batecha Chometz Bilvad. Yotzo Zesh, and Yisura Mishum Batecha Chometz Bilvad. Since there's a Batecha Chometz, and besides it, it's a Batecha Chometz, there's also the Issa Tevel. So Memela, it's not going to be that you Yotzo Matzah. It has to be Issa Chometz Bilvad. Not because of Enes Echal Alisa and Chometz is not Chal. No, Chometz is Chal. Chometz and Tevel is Chal. But it's not Bilvad Chometz. It's af mishum b'techa tevel. Frag the Gemara mid Bilvad k'siv. Don't say Bilvad. Ela machmatik av sheishes. It's because of Reb Shimon. Ein is chal alisa. And the is chometz is nachal. We'll stop over here. Ton Rabbonon. Lamed vov. Omed alef. The top of the omed.